Questo sono fare in questo senso.
Also, it has been mentioned previously. When the bhakti limbs are started, when the bhakti is started, then by the difference of nishita and anishita, there are two types of bhakti. Usame, Dhruvikalpa, Vishayasangara, etc. Tarangarangini. This is, these are the stages of nishita bhakti. And these are far away. Then Dushkriti Utta, Sambhuti Utta, Dushkriti Utta, Aparadha Utta, and Bhakti Utta. These are unartificial results. When they are removed, also, then Kaam, lust, anger, greed, envy, through this, person is covered. And when these are removed, these coverings, then lie with laziness, indifference, kashaya, etc. They are also removed now. Then one develops nishtha, firm faith. Nishtha means determination. Now the mind is stable. But still there is no faith yet. By the mind, by the intelligence, you have decided that this is good, this is bad. You have determination that performing bhajan will be good. By intelligence, you have determined. The anarthas have been removed. Still some anarthas, some faults remain. Then Bhavudesh Parthini, in big fraction, the anarthas are removed, Bhavudesh Parthini. It's described the devotees. Earlier also it was described by performing Yam Bhajan again and again. Still the same symptoms do not manifest. We described earlier. What does it mean? That some offenses are still remaining. The result of offenses. Everybody, he knows all the tattva. He knows, he has all the knowledge of the shastras, everything. But not to see or frame, even the heart symptoms do not manifest. The ecstatic symptoms, romance, compassion, tears, horripilation, etc., not seen yet. Then, these are the evidence of apara. But the writer of the scripture is saying, this is not applicable everywhere. Even some people who are without any offenses, still they do not manifest symptoms of pain. And he is not even performing any sinful activity. Understand that a sinful person, or who is not sinful, they are not saying. Somebody is sinful and offensive activities are not sin. Somebody is sinful, but he is not offensive. He will get the result of naam chanting. This is what is repeated here, that he is chanting the names of his son, maybe. He is not addressing the Lord, he is addressing the names. The Vishnudut arrived and he was collected from the dead, and they gave the mantras. He left every sinful activity, went to Haridwar with pure moves, he chanted the Trinam, he attained prem and went to Vaikuntha. Right from childhood, he from his childhood, the child was kept the name Narayan. The day he kept this name, all his reactions to sinful activities were destroyed. And when he's calling Vishnu Narayan, come here Narayan, then this is sadhan. What he's chanting later on, Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu is describing. And then he attained the results of the chanting frame. But he had some tendency to associate with the prostitute. But still he is not offensive. He has not committed any offenses towards Vaishnava, towards the name. Out of last practices, that is in the past life, he has some tendency to perform sinful activities. But no offenses. These are not offenses. But associating with the prostitute, he has some attachment to the prostitute. This is a sin. That he has left his aged wife and parents, but he is not offensive towards the and names, etc. At the time of his death, he is chanting his son's name. The Vishnu immediately arrived at this place. Why did he not attain the results immediately? It is the names are like the growing of the mango. At the appropriate time, the buds will manifest. They will come to become flowers and become buds, and they will grow into fruits. At the appropriate time. Similarly, a non-offensive person, the Lord, he becomes pleased at the appropriate time, he provides the fruits. What's understood like this? A non-offensive Ajamil, he had reactions to so many sinful activities to suffer from, but because of chanting of the name, just like a snake, food sees poisonous fangs have been taken out. If he bites, it's not poisonous. Similarly, Ajamil also, all his sinful reactions have been nullified. Also the same. By the effect of Harinam or Bhajan, everything is removed now. But still, he is poor or he is sick or he is suffering in other ways in the material world, like the Sudama Vipra, the Brahman Sudama. But he is Krishna's Sakha. But still, he is poor. It's visible that he is poor. Some devotees also we see that maybe they are diseased. Sometimes we see them performing some sinful activities or suffering from materialistic troubles. Generally, this is known as reactions to his prarabdha, the past sinful activities. But Draupadi, Maharaj Yudhishthira, how Draupadi was nearly derobed and insulted. They are not the results of prarabdha, the results of their sinful activities. No, it is Krishna's desire. It's seen that desire, that these are just associates who are helping, nourishing the pastimes of the Lord. They have nothing to do with prarabdha, the past sinful reactions. By sadhana bhakti, prarabdha are destroyed. As soon as one stops sadhana bhakti, immediately his sinful reactions are destroyed. The moment he takes shelter of the Lord. But he should be not offensive, he should not commit any offenses. Now, the Mahajans, like Sri Rupa Goswami, he says, Sri Rupa Goswami is saying here, performing even one nima bhakti, all the reactions to sinful activities is nullified. Or if he is a Vaishnava without any dukkhiti, but still if you see him suffering from disease, don't understand this to be the reaction to sinful activities of prarabdha. This is the mercy of the Lord, so that we develop humility and progress in bhajan. That's why the Lord has arranged all this in his life. So,
Shed, Kati Patini, Kosai, and Rasa Swara. There is a Kavaliya translated in the Bible, where the mind is fixed. But even in this day, there is no ruchi, no taste in Bhajan. Why did the point Bhajan, due to the reason of his fixed mind or fixed intelligence? There are even this day, the Bhagavad Bhakti, where the anandas are mostly removed, still there is some fault in the devotee.
Printing started.
Without a we still do not see the symptoms of Paramahansa. Then the body may have Satyagana with no karma. And the eight symptoms of perfection, the after Satyagana, they don't see it in their body. There was a man in Paramahansa that is not seen even in someone who is without faith. And even someone who is without faith, they still have a tendency to commit sinful activity. If we should understand that sin and offense is not the same action.
Printing complete.
For example, as Phil, who is a great sinner, but he never committed any offense, nor by Samamara or Namamara. At the time of death, he saw that he chose the name of Narayana, and the four Vishnu Buddhas came, from then he received mantra, he went to Madhigwa for Bhajan, and then went to Vaikuntha. Krishna Chaitanya Thakur said, from the first day when he kept his child very much Narayana, from that day he chanted Namapah. And all his consequent chanting of the name of his son, Kavi Narayana, Ish Narayana, that was all counted as satisfying. But still we see there was proclivity to perform sinful activity within him. He was staying with a woman's maid servant, he'd given up his wife and parents. There was great distraction in him, but there was no apparat. Only because of previous habits would he think dignity. Therefore, even though we discussed 2 days ago that should be Satsana, the prayer of living, or Krishna really waits in the heart of that person to see who desires to hear and share, still, the example is given that everything appears in the perfect time. A man who cannot appear in the middle of winter, first the chocolate horses, and then the mandarins, and the small fruit. And whenever in the due course of time, at the proper moment, the man will appear. In the same way, even though a person is not offensive, prayer will only appear in its correct time. But still, any so-called simple activities cannot affect him. Just like you call the snake that is kicked out of the snake and it bites you, there is no effect. Therefore, sometimes we see that disease the body has disease, or they're lamenting, or they're afflicted by poverty, but we should understand this is not for other cover. This is not due to their past. We see Sudama Rinpa, he came to his heavenly house to see Krishna, and he was very poor. Sudama Rinpa is the terminal version of Krishna. We may see another one of his disease, or he didn't see a Maharaj, even though he is a partner of the worship of Krishna, he was banished in the forest and suffered so many miseries. These examples of these bodyguards and the terminal associates, these are simply to nourish the people of Krishna or to give some teaching to us, to give some example. It is not a result of their corrupted karma. And what to speak of bodyguard, even the mighty bodyguard in this world, if there is some disease or some problem, this is not a result of their corrupted karma. Rather, if that devotee is without faith, this is rather simply the mercy of Krishna to keep them humble. So, Srila Prabhupada, another Maharajan, in the Srila Maharajan, Prabhupada Goswami said, even the Mukta Purush, a liberated jnani, he will have to take the result of his Prabhupada karma. But a sadhak bhajan, a sadhak harinam, he will never take any Prabhupada at all. People.
Sri Opanandi King to Pujari today. Sri Opanandi to Pujari today who was sitting surrendered. The Lord, Mr. Mustang Day Kahai, Lord Allah, the Akuti Pujari to their name, Pujari Kahai, the Commissioner of the Day. Thank you.
Shut down. cyber teams to connect the girls into a normal side of the team who need cyber data. So there'll soon be a new website, cyberteams.com. About 4 days, you can pick up a file from me or from Constantine to me, and you can get in the detail of what you'd like to offer and like that. I think. And let's read from Delhi, who is coming to the office.